O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons.
Hello, it is April 18th, 2020, and here are our readings in audio format for our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek Him together as a family of families. Today, we're going to be reading Psalm 51, 7 through 12, Leviticus 13:47 to 14:18, and Mark 4:30 through 41. We'll be starting in Psalm 51, 7 through 12. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Leviticus 13:47 through chapter 14, verse 18. When there is a case of leprous disease in a garment, whether a woolen or a linen garment, in wrap or woof, or woof in linen or wool, or in a skin, or in anything made of skin, if the disease is greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the skin, or in the wrap, or the woof, or in any article made of skin, it is a case of leprous disease, and it shall be shown to the priest. And the priest shall examine the disease, and shut up that which has been that has the disease for 7 days. Then he shall examine the disease on the seventh day. If the disease has spread in the garment, in the wrap, or the woof, or in the skin, whatever be the use of the skin, the disease is a persistent leprous disease. It is unclean, and he shall burn the garment, or the wrap, or the woof, or the wool, or the linen, or any article made of skin that is diseased, for it is a persistent leprous disease. It shall be burned in the fire. And if the priest examines, and if the disease has not spread in the garment, in the wrap, or in the wool, or in any article made of skin, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing in which is the disease, and he shall shut it up for another 7 days. And the priest shall examine the diseased thing after it has been washed. And if the appearance of the diseased area has not changed, though the disease has not spread, it is unclean. You shall burn it in the fire, whether the rot is on the back or on the front. But if the priest examines, and if the diseased area has faded after it has been washed, he shall tear out of the garment, or the skin, or the wrap, or the woof. Then if it appears again on the garment, in the wrap, or the woof, or in the article made of skin, it is spreading. You shall burn with fire whatever has the disease. But the garment, or the wrap, or the woof, or any article made of skin from which the disease departs, when you have washed it, shall then be washed a second time and be clean. This is the law for the case of leprous disease in a garment of wool or linen, either in the wrap or the woof, or in any article made of skin, to determine whether it is clean or unclean. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "This shall be the law of the leprous person. For the day of his cleansing, he shall be brought to the priest, and the priest shall go out of the camp, and the priest shall look. Then if the case of leprous disease is healed in the leprous person, the priest shall command them to take for him who is to be cleansed 2 live clean birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet yarn, and hyssop. And the priest shall command them to kill one of the birds in an earthenware vessel over fresh water. He shall take the live bird with the cedar wood and the scarlet yarn and the hyssop, and dip them and the live bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the fresh water, and he shall sprinkle it 7 times on him who has been to be cleansed of the leprous disease. Then he shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird go into the open field. And he who is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, and shave off all his hair, and bathe himself in water, and he shall be clean. And after that he may come into the camp, but live outside his tent 7 days. And on the 7th day he shall shave off all his hair from his head, his beard, and his eyebrows. He shall shave off all his hair, and then he shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and he shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take 2 male lambs without blemish, and 1 ewe lamb a year old without blemish, and a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, and one log of oil, and the priest who cleanses him shall set the man who is to be cleansed in these things before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And the priest shall take 1 of the male lambs and offer it for a guilt offering, along with the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall kill the lamb in the place where they killed the sin offering and the burnt offering in the place of the sanctuary. For the guilt offering, like a sin offering, belongs to the priest. It is most holy. The priest shall take some of the blood of the guilt offering, and the priest shall put it on the lobe of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Then the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand, and dip his right finger in the oil that is in the left hand, and sprinkle some oil from his finger 7 times before the Lord. And some of the oil that remains in his hand the priest shall put on the lobe of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, on the big toe of his right foot, and on top of the blood of the guilt offering. And the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hands he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed. Then the priest shall make atonement for him before the Lord. Mark 4:30-41. And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes large than all the garden plants, and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples he explained everything. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling, but he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" And isn't that the ultimate question? By the way, this is the word of the Lord and our readings for April 18th, 2020. But isn't that the ultimate question? Who then is this? Who then is this Jesus? as Jesus questions us, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" It's easy to be afraid. It's easy to fear in this life. It's so easy to lack faith in difficult circumstances, in difficult situations. It is so easy to put fear over faith when that is not our call. Our call is to have faith over fear. And something God has really been hitting me with is calmness, to be calm, to be still and know that He is God, to have faith over fear, and let the days unfold a day at a time as we continue to navigate this present situation and others that we face in our world today. Understanding, as He will say in other passages, how worrying won't even add a day to our lives. It's a wasted endeavor. There is no reason to worry. No matter what happens, we can have trust in who this Jesus is. As the disciples ask, "Who then is this?" All of creation bows to Him. All of creation obeys Him. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We can have faith, trust, and hope in Him and what He has done and will continue to do. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. I'll bring Amen. You back home, oh my children.